From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Some experts suggest that lifting weights is the best way to keep our bodies strong and healthy as we age. Weightlifting is a type of resistance training. Penn State University College of Medicine experts define resistance training as a type of exercise that causes your muscles to work against an outside resistance. Some experts claim resistance training can even slow aging. Marcus Baumann has researched the effects of weight resistance training on aging bodies for many years. He shared his advice recently with the Associated Press. Resistance training is in many ways the true fountain of youth, Baumann said. Our bodies do have biological limits, but Baumann said older people put too few demands on their bodies, not too many. He said that most age-related loss of strength, flexibility, and endurance comes from the lack of physical demands on our bodies, such as exercise. Baumann said that strength training for several months can increase muscle mass and ability to the level of people 30 to 35 years younger. He added that a lot of people are interested in that message.
Baumann's advice is mainly for people 60 years of age or older. However, he said no one should wait to start resistance training. He also suggests going to a gym to work out with weight machines. For beginners, he said machines are better. However, experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say you do not need weight machines to do strength training. You can strengthen your muscles by using free weights, such as barbells or dumbbells, and resistance bands. You can also use your own body weight, for example, by doing push-ups or similar exercises. Before starting any resistance training, experts suggest getting the advice of a medical doctor. For those using a gym with weight machines, Baumann also suggests getting a trainer, a person to teach you how to use the equipment. It's actually quite safe, he said. But he added that a good trainer can teach the movements properly.
You can go to a gym, do training at home, or work out in a park. However, both Baumann and the CDC suggest doing resistance training twice a week. Baumann added that three times a week is even better. He also suggests non-weight training days in between. For example, if you strength train on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, then you should rest on Tuesday and Thursday. He said before resistance training, start with 5 to 10 minutes of light activity and stretching to warm up. Then do between 8 and 10 different resistance exercise movements. Repeat each movement 10 times. Do these sets of 10 repetitions 3 times. Then move on to the next movement. When you reach the 10th repetition, you should feel you cannot do many more. If you could have done 10 more, you might want to increase the resistance. Bauman also suggests that people should keep moving during their training. Sometimes you see people who sit on the machine, do a set, and then play with their phone for 3 to 4 minutes, he observed. Bauman said strength training is important for both men and women. However, he said women might gain even more from resistance training than men. Resistance training is a way to prevent osteoporosis, the loss of bone density. Bauman said that over time, women face an increased risk of bone loss. They can develop problems in their hips and lower back. Jasko Kroy is 72 and started resistance training about 20 years ago. She spoke to the AP at a public recreation center in Tokyo. She said, "I saw the men in the gym and I thought, I could do that too."
Experts at Stanford University say research shows that between the ages of 20 and 80, we can lose between 35% and 40% of our muscle mass. There is a popular English expression that can relate to the body's muscle mass: use it or lose it. Bauman says we are too easy on our bodies. He criticized healthcare professionals who are too easy on older people. Our human body is a demand-based system, he explained. He added that if you continuously put low demands on your body will adapt to that low demand. That's why we lose muscle mass. That's why we get weaker. We're not demanding much, Bauman said. However, if you put higher demands on your body with such activities as resistance training, your body has to adapt to these higher demands. The body adapts by making stronger bones and bigger muscles. Bauman used the example of spaceflight, or extended bed rest. In these situations, people quickly lose strength. All of our systems, as we age, are capable of responding and adapting. They just need the stimulus. He said he has seen positive effects for people in their 70s and 80s, and even for some in their 90s.
Bauman, 57, joked that he is now closer in age to the people who he studies. But he warned that there are no shortcuts. He criticized some programs for older adults that use only seated exercises. He said these do not put enough demands on the body. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Andrew Smith.